This special edition of the Got It From My Mama podcast is brought to you by Banded. Banded offers a full assortment of high-quality, fashionable hair accessories that are designed by women for women right here in Nashville. Here's what I love about this company. They create great products for an even greater purpose. Every product purchased provides 3 meals to a child in need. In fact, they have provided more than 14 million meals through this program. Visit bandedtogether.com. That's banded the number 2 together.com and use the code GAL25 at checkout to receive 25% off your purchase. I have been hosting a favorite things party with my girlfriends for years, and this year we are bringing the party to you. We set a price limit and then everyone brings their favorite beauty, fashion, or household item that they've discovered in the past year, and then they share it with everyone. It is the best party because everyone goes home with a gift. My friend Jamie came over to help me give the rundown on all the goods this year, and we put links to everything in a special Got It From My Mama shopping guide. Just visit our website, gotitfrommymamapodcast.com, add your email to the subscriber list by March 1st, and we'll send the list to your email. If you hear something that piques your curiosity, don't forget you can also see the items we're talking about in the YouTube version of the episode. Happy shopping! Jamie, I feel like people are just going to be like listening in on you and I talking about our favorite things.
I'm so excited.
So every year, I mean, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but we have been doing what we call a favorite things party.
Right.
Okay. And so we've done it some different ways, but this year worked really well. So if you've never had a favorite things party, go do it with your girlfriends, grab your small group, whatever. And this is kind of how we do it. So talk about that.
So I think it worked really well this year where everybody brought one gift that totaled
$40.
$40.
But I think we started out doing like $20. I mean, it just kind of depends on what your friend group can do, right?
Yeah. And everybody agreed with $40. You bring one $40 gift, so you go home with one $40 gift.
Yes.
And a lot of us did several things that added up to $40 this year.
Yeah.
And then everybody brought it wrapped, and then we all gave out numbers.
Kind of like classic Dirty Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic Dirty Santa, where you could switch.
Steal.
Take a new one.
We had a ton of stealing this year.
We did.
Which tells me that our girlfriends stepped up their game.
Right.
They brought really good gifts.
Right. And I can't wait to talk about the most stolen gifts.
I know. That was so fun. So that kind of surprises you because, don't you think it's really funny? Because for those of you who've ever played, even at Christmas or whatever, maybe with your family or whatever, everybody starts out like so nice and so polite of like, oh, I don't want to steal. Because if you really want to keep that, that's fine. And by the end of the game, you're like, give me that.
I know. And I will say, the person that has the most coveted gift walks out with her chest puffed up like, I brought the most coveted gift. Can you believe that?
I agree. Because our friends are always like, I mean, months before, I think you and I were probably texting in November, like, do you know what you're bringing yet?
The pressure is real.
And now that we know, like we used to do it with a small group of friends and now we do it with no more than like 15 or so, which is quite a few. But now it's like, you know, as you go into the next year, I really love this. This is what I'm bringing. So I started like getting my things early this year because I knew that it was coming up. So it was really fun. So the really cool thing about today is we're actually going to share. I've never done this before, but I was even talking to you girls at the party that I always feel like after we do favorite things, the next day at work or other friends who, you know, maybe they don't come to this party, they do their own thing or whatever. They're like, okay, I need your list. What did you?
Yes.
What people want to know. Because I think what's cool is these are tried and true by all of us. You know, like you don't bring something you just found. You bring something that you've been using, that you love, that you think other people will
also love. It truly has to be your favorite thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of the difference maker in what the quality of the items and what the party has become.
Yeah.
But we're going to feature a couple small businesses. I love that people brought things, including you, that represent like some friends' businesses. And then a lot of the stuff you can just get on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so easy.
That's the other thing about our friend group. Literally, they will sit there if it's not what they got and they are adding things.
It's already in their cart.
It's in their cart.
Before they go home.
I know.
And it will be there the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get started. Okay. First of all, can we talk about this company called Banded? They are amazing. And this whole concept, it's women owned, women manufactured, the whole thing. But they do hair accessories. So athletic bands that you wear in your hair, brushes, those kind of things. But they sent over gifts that we got to use this year. They're offering everybody who listens to the podcast a 25% off anything on their site.
Oh my goodness.
GAL25. I'll put it in the show notes, but that is the code to use. But what's so awesome about this company is they're all about giving back. So it's like producing items, but with a purpose. So we learned the other day that they have fed over 14.1 million children.
That is incredible.
Meals.
Through their work. And it makes you feel so much better about purchasing something when you know you're helping someone.
Reach over there and grab that,
and
Jamie.
The products are so cute.
Let me get this one. So they sent us this bamboo wood brush, which I guess I can hold this up.
But
this
love.
Is, I haven't
Look how fun the colors
Isn't
are.
Isn't that cool? I know. That would make a really cool gift. But this is so a Banded, cool. One of many, many items that you can get from them. And then I did try this one. This is the silicone, so they're soft, but it's a scalp massager.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So when you put your shampoo in, you know how you sometimes you're like, okay, am I even getting into
this?
Yes. But you put this in and it feels like you got a scalp massage. It feels
I love
so
it.
Good. So I already love this.
So cute.
One of these is already in my shower. But these are the two favorite things that Banded sent over, and we just that was so sweet
love
of them.
I know, that was such a fun treat to
really
get those.
Awesome. Okay, so what do you remember the most stolen gift being?
I think the most stolen gift was the black bag.
Okay, so there's Tucker, and once again, getting into, if you're watching, you see him, if you're listening, he's here. Y'all know it.
Tucker's
pops in.
My buddy.
He loves him some Jamie. Okay, so our friend Terry brought this. It was the very first gift opened and the very first gift stolen, right? So this is from Amazon. It is this black... Do you feel like you're on QVC or HSN right now? Like I do. I'm like, look at this
a little
black
bit.
Bag.
Yeah.
But this one's really cool. It's like this puffer bag, super deep. It zips up. But what got us all is this feature.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
This bag was $19.99. It is under $20.
Crazy.
And watch my hand. Whoa. Look at that.
Yoga mat.
It's like your yoga mat goes through that. If you're listening, this is one of those episodes you want to go back and watch on YouTube too.
Right.
Again, this is in the link. All you have to do is go to the gotitfrommymamapodcast.com website, subscribe to the insider list, and I'm sending you a link to all of this stuff. Okay. Show this one over here. Okay. So this is really cool. I've never seen
really cool.
anything like this.
I love this one.
Okay. It is a sunglass holder, and apparently you can get it in 5 versions or 3. And the way that the hook is, so it folds up. If you're like me, I think you're kind of like me too. I got readers.
Mm-hmm.
I need sunglasses. I got sunglasses with readers. So if I travel, it's really cool. It's a travel sunglass case. You can put the different ones in here, and then it has a hook at the top, and you can actually just hang
it
up.
It's so cute.
Yeah, and it came in all different colors too.
Yes.
Under $20.
Love the white.
Okay. You've got some over there. I've got some here. This is a company that I love. My friend Stephanie Reuter owns a company called Heroes Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reach over here and grab these. I brought some of my favorites, but she's another give back company, women owned, started this. She's a professional makeup artist in LA. She started this company where she sells beauty products, cosmetics, body care. Even has a line of candles. She has men's product, but it's heroesbeauty.com. And this is my favorite cleanser. This is their vitamin C cleanser. It's got those really soft exfoliating beads. So I can't do those harsh scrubs on my skin. Do you like those? Like
I can do it sometimes, but not
very
daily.
Often. Yeah. So this is a daily exfoliator, but the key ingredient is vitamin C. So this is the vitamin C cleanser, and Connor uses this.
Like, okay.
Yeah, he loves this one.
Awesome.
And then I've never seen this product anywhere else.
It's my favorite. I know. It is truly one of my favorite things.
Well, did I give it last year's favorite things, I think?
I think so.
Maybe last year or the year before. Yeah. So this is a shower spa mist. You know, the shower steamers are really popular right now. But this one, when you turn on your shower and you've got the steam going, I just keep it in the shower and literally just like spray up into where the steam is. And it makes the whole shower.
Smells so good. Fills it with this
aromatherapy thing going on. This one is the eucalyptus and lavender, but she has a few others.
Right.
But those are two of my favorite products from Heroes. And then I know you've used some of the lip products
too.
Yes,
I do. I love this lip remedy. I don't know if...
I'll hold this one up.
And then the Hero... Everything's made with essential oils, so you can definitely tell when you... It unscrews.
I wonder I can't get it.
Yep. It's just so soft and such a treat for your lips.
Yeah. So good.
I love it.
And then she's got
the lip gloss that also
her
has
color
essential.
Line.
I know.
Is really good.
So good.
And highly pigmented eyeshadows and all the things.
Yep.
The other lip product she has, I'm not sure if I brought it out here. Oh, here it is. The lip oil from Heroes.
Oh, yes.
It's an oil. Have you tried a lip oil yet? It's not a gloss, But this one is really good. I think this is the color American Beauty, and it just, it's super sheer.
So when
I put it on, it's like luxurious.
I love the packaging too. Yeah. It's just so fun.
Yeah. Okay, we're moving on to the gift that you chose and brought.
Okay.
Which is super cool.
Yes.
So Jamie called me or texted or I saw her or something probably a month before, and she said, I think I've found my item for favorite things. I have been looking for this because you saw it somewhere. Somebody had one?
Right. Okay. Yes. Somebody had it.
Never have I ever seen this product.
I know.
Okay.
So remember the pens we used to use when we were in elementary school, and they had like red, blue, green ink.
They were click pens.
They were little click pens.
Yeah, all in one pen.
This is a click pen, but it is makeup, and it's just something to keep in your purse for emergencies. And it's got, what all does it have on it? Highlighter.
I can't
lip liner.
So you click
eyeliner.
This down.
Yes.
Okay.
You click this
pen,
down.
Uh-huh. And then this is what? An eyeliner? And you literally,
yes,
with a mirror or whatever.
Yes.
And then highlighter?
Yes.
Oh, no, a lip liner.
A lip liner.
That is so cool.
I know.
Look,
it comes in different shades too. I believe this is the lighter
one. I wondered
one,
about that. They do come in different.
It does come in different shades. And
so it's four
so
in one.
Affordable.
Keep it in your purse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on Amazon. I thought this would be some little high-end boutique-y thing, but
right,
you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah. Okay, great.
It's by a company called
Alley-Oop.
Alley-Oop.
And I ordered from their website directly. And
oh, okay. So you can
they
do
have
either
some promos where if you buy two, you get a discount.
Oh, okay.
It's a great little gift.
It's called the Pen Pal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's a great stocking stuffer or something. And what I loved about it is that nobody in our entire group of girls had ever seen one.
Right.
So I feel like you kind of had the it gift. They were like, what is that?
I loved it. I want to have the it gift.
Okay.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
So the next thing is what I brought, and I probably saw these on some influencer's social media post or something, but immediately loved these. These are the Skin Clean Club cloths. These are the extra large. You get 50 in a box, and most of y'all had not tried these yet,
no,
which was fun because this is what I chose to bring. They are basically like a really nice paper towel. However, it keeps you, especially if it's sensitive skin,
mm-hmm,
you know how like I love to use a perfume detergent, but when I go to put that wet wash rag on my face, when I'm taking my makeup off, it feels like, you know, there's,
right,
you know, it's fragrancy,
yeah,
perfumey. So it feels like a little much sometimes, or I just don't want to get a washcloth dirty. So these are disposable. They're really, really thick. They don't tear at all. I wet my face, put my cleanser on, and then I wet this, and then it's got a little tiny bit of texture,
mm-hmm,
takes all my makeup off, and then I can rinse it out and kind of, you know, use it maybe to get up under the eyes with mascara and all that. But I have kind of become addicted to these. I also love them in my travel bag.
Yes. I think they're perfect,
yeah,
for that.
Because sometimes you don't want to use the washcloth, the
right,
white washcloth at the, you know, Hampton Inn or whatever.
Right. But also, if you're going to a friend's house to spend the night or something, you don't want to get your makeup on their nice,
yes,
towel, so
exactly,
you can use that.
So these are great. I'm almost out of them. But this was one of the gifts. And did you go home with this? Am I right?
I did.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
Okay, what are we going to talk about next? Oh, okay. So we're kind of in this beauty category of things. So I've been hearing about this one for a while. This is the Super Goop, which is such a popular, is it Gwyneth Paltrow's,
mm-hmm,
company?
Yeah.
I think all of her products are
super popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this one is, it's a sunscreen, but it's called Glow Screen. And so it has, you can even tell from the packaging, but it has an illuminator in it.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's really, really pretty, really, really pretty, but you also get that little bit of shine or,
mm-hmm,
sheen. So I'm looking forward to using that one. And Leah brought this, and Leah's background is being on the beach for a living as working with Rip Curl and swimwear. And I figure she knows her sunscreen, right?
Yes, she does.
So I figured that this is
we
a good
were all
one
fighting over that as well.
Yeah. So this is the Glow Screen SPF 40. Never had I ever heard of one of these. Tell me about this.
I know. That is so fabulous. I'm trying to remember who brought that. Was it
Stacy Way?
Stacy.
Yeah, it was Stacy.
And
yes,
it's a little oil on the go absorber,
yep,
that you can keep in your beach bag or whatever if you're feeling oily or like...
Yeah, instead of like layering more powder on when you right. get shiny, like say, like I'm a T-zone person, if you get shiny, supposedly, I have not used this yet, but Stacy swears by it and I want to look like Stacy, so I'll do whatever, right?
I know.
This is don't what she loves. There's a volcanic form of stone
yes.
that apparently instantly absorbs oil and you just rub it everywhere. But then she said what the really cool thing about it is you can pop the stone ball out, rinse it off, put it back, and it's like new.
That's incredible.
So it's not even disposable. So oil, it's easy for me to say, absorbing oil. Right. Roller.
Okay.
Okay. So I have not tried this.
I haven't either. We're going to.
All right. Favorite thing. Okay.
For sure.
All right. What's next? Oh, you brought this item and we don't have it, but tell us about it because
what is it?
This is the Tan Luxe. Oh, yeah. I know that you've been using this forever.
I'm a big fan of all Tan Luxe products. And the Tan Luxe, the Gradual, it's called the Gradual. It's just a lotion that is a gradual tanner and you can put it on after shower on your legs and you gradually get tan. It's not like one of the instant
tans. Is it
tans.
Even colored? Like, do you even know?
No.
You don't have anything on your hand? Like all of
no.
that?
Okay. It's white. I mean, I recommend washing your hands. Because,
right. Okay. You but know. You just put it on after the shower mm-hmm. and then what
just
about
rub
the
it on
smell?
Your legs. Very
sometimes
easy.
I don't do well with
no,
smells.
No, it does not have that smell. Okay. It's so, it's a very pleasant fragrant.
Okay. And you've used the Tan Luxe, even the face drops mm-hmm. too. And you mm-hmm. like those too?
Love those.
Okay. This one I thought was interesting. So many of us have mm-hmm. tried it or already had it. Let's see. Oh, Laura brought this. The OCSEA body oil. This is an algae body oil. Have you tried this personally?
I have. Okay. I actually have it.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Okay. So this is mine because I didn't want to take it from whoever won it.
Yes.
You can see I'm on maybe my third bottle because mm-hmm. I do really, really like this. I put it on, you tell me how you use it, but I put it on in the shower. I kind
you
of
do?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So it's supposed to absorb even better if you're damp.
Right.
So I put it on, sometimes I'll pat dry real quick.
Yes.
But, I do mix it with like moisture on my skin, but I like this better than taking a lotion on all over,
yeah.
you know? So uh-huh. I'm really into these body oils.
I am too.
Heroes also does a really good body oil, the Heroes Beauty Company that I talked about earlier. But if you've not tried this project, it's a little bit of a splurge for sure. Mm-hmm. And I was gifted it the first time and I was like, oh darn, now I love it. Okay. So we move on to hair care.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, Christy and I get, oh no, not you. Jamie and I go to the same salon and Christy was at our party, who has done several of the girls' hair in the group. She has the best recommendations, but two of the products that she brought are definitely two of my favorites that she introduced me to. The first one, is this one. This is the Color Wow. I use several of their products, that mm-hmm. brand.
I do too.
Love them. Color Wow. This is the Dream Coat. You spray this on damp hair. Do you use this one or have you?
I have used that one.
Okay.
And it's amazing because you only have to put it on every three to four washes.
Yeah, it's supposed to last three or four washes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one is awesome. And what it does is it fights frizz, kind of seals the cuticle a little bit. It's almost like having a treatment done in your hair. But she actually uses this on clients when she does their hair.
Okay.
It makes it smoother to cut, to style, like all the things. Here's another thing that I gave at the party last year. I still use this all the time. How often do you wash your hair?
Like every other.
Every other? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can go, it's almost embarrassing, like 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Because I don't have an oily scalp at all. Mm-hmm. It depends, especially if my hair is curly, all I have to do is kind of like freshen it up or add a little bit more curl.
Yeah.
But this is what gets me through like those extra days. This one's called, I need to name my glasses, 1 Minute Transformation. And it's basically, I'll just put it on, but it's basically a cream that you rub between
your... Oh, I'm so glad you're demonstrating.
I'm demonstrating. So then, like, this is for day two hair. But then, like, if I put this cream on and then, like, can kind of just, like...
It looks like...
Twist it back up or what? It just kind of freshens it back up. I don't know.
I love that.
You can't tell anything.
No, it looks great.
And then it's not sticky. You can still brush through it. But this is one of my... Definitely is because I gave this to you girls
last year, I need to check that out.
I think, yeah.
This episode where we are sharing all the favorite things seems like the perfect time to tell you about the new Barefaced bundle called Jennifer's Favorites. That's right, Barefaced Skincare allowed me to pick my favorite items and are offering a free gift with purchase to our Got It From My Mama listeners when you purchase the Jennifer's Favorites bundle. The bundle includes the Liquid Gold Vitamin C Serum and the Barefaced Hydrating Lotion. I love both of these. I use them twice daily. When you purchase the bundle, you will receive the travel size toning pads as a free gift with purchase. I'll put the link to order in the show notes, or you can just visit barefaced.com and search the word Jennifer. If you are new to Barefaced and have never ordered, use the code MAMA15 to try any products for 15% off your purchase. Tucker wants to share his favorites too. The day of the party, we bathed Tucker in the Coat Defense Sensitive Skin Shampoo, and he smelled so fresh and was so soft. Everyone noticed how handsome he looked. In between baths, we used the Coat Defense Daily Preventative Powder. This eliminates the bacteria that causes odor in the first place, and unlike a typical deodorant or spray, Coat Defense is healthier. It doesn't just mask the odor, it eliminates it. So there's less scratching, paw licking, and head shaking. Tucker's friends at Coat Defense are offering you 15% off to try the Daily Preventative Powder or any of the other awesome products they offer for your pet's health. Just use the code MAMA15 at checkout.
Okay, I'm not a dry shampoo girl, but apparently...
Oh, I am.
This brand is mm-hmm. the one that everyone is loving. It's mm-hmm. called Amika.
Yes.
Have you used it?
And guess why? First of all, it's excellent product.
Does it smell
it
good?
It smells amazing.
And you're a smell girl, too.
I'm a smell girl. The first time I smelled that, I thought, I'm buying every single product really? In this line. It's fabulous. Okay. But the dry shampoo is phenomenal.
But it also kind of brings life back yes. to your hair and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So Amika is the brand there, and it's kind of funny because when whoever got the gift pulled it out of the bag, everybody oohed and aahed because they know that that's a good product. Mm-hmm. So it's by Amika. Okay, just a couple more things here. Oh, okay. I love it when people bring kitchen items. I don't know yes. why, but that's so much fun. You have to tell us about your friend.
Okay.
And, well, yeah. our friend. I know Jamie yes. as well. Her and her husband started this kind of side business. Right. And you gave these to us 2 or 3 years ago. And
I love these. They're okay. just, first of all, it's I just love it. It's a bar towel. It's just a simple stripe pattern, but that's what I love about it. Uh-huh. It's just so minimalist.
And it's lint-free.
Yes.
It does not leave lint anywhere.
Chemical-free.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
These made are by so a couple cool. of engineers.
I like how simple they are.
Isn't? Aren't they?
Yeah. So she and her husband are engineers.
Yes.
And then they kind of, they have other products too.
Oh, yeah.
This is one they of the most popular
They have a whole product
things.
Line and we'll put a link.
Okay. We don't have these, but Mm-mm. you had this. And
I
then Elizabeth,
mine.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth brought it as her gift.
Yes.
And at first I was kind of like, what? It's a salt and pepper shaker set.
Yeah. Big
but
deal.
What's cool about it?
Well, it's battery operated, and a lot of people probably have the ones that where you push the button and you do it.
Yeah.
But this is
or even crank, like
or crank
grinder.
It or whatever. Yes. But it's completely gravity operated. So when you turn it upside down, it just starts turning and comes out, and then you turn it upright.
So
and it
as
stops.
Soon as I pick it up, let's say I'm going to put mm-hmm. salt on my French fries. So yeah. I'm going to pick it up and
just
when
turn
I turn
it over.
It over, and then you just start.
Yes.
And that's all you do and set it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I thought was funny is Elizabeth said, okay, y'all are going to think it's crazy. I brought salt and pepper shaker, but she said, I'm telling you, it's life changing.
Yeah. So. Well, she said when she received it, she thought, okay, great, big deal. And then she started using it and thought, oh my goodness, this is, yes.
I don't have this one to show, but if you're listening, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but apparently they're all the rage. The simmer pots.
I loved that item.
Yeah, it was pretty. What I thought is that I would love to use this for like a hostess gift. Mm-hmm. So it's a glass pot. She bought hers on Amazon. You can find it anywhere, but it's pretty because it's just glass lid. But then what are some of the things she filled it with, which made
she
it
fill
so
it
special?
With? She had
citrus.
Yes.
So
she had
oranges,
citrus.
Apples.
She had some vanilla.
No, she had oranges, limes, and lemons in it.
Right.
A stick of cinnamon.
Yes.
Something
vanilla.
Vanilla. And all you do is add water, cut up the fruit, and you simmer it. And she said that one of her sons is super irritated by candles. And so she's gotten to where she does the simmer pot.
I love it.
And you can put almost anything that would be fragrant in there. And you're just kind of a light boil mm-hmm. for a long time. And it scents up the house. But she had it wrapped so cute.
It was
all
so
the things
cute.
In the pot.
And it was all clear and beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to remember that for like a housewarming
And it would
gift
be so or, fun at Christmas to put cloves and cinnamon.
Yeah. We had 13 girls in the room. Do you remember the number of weddings that are?
Oh my goodness. Wasn't it something like
eight.
Seven?
It was
oh,
eight.
Oh, was it eight?
Weddings.
Yes.
That are
crazy.
Coming up because you have two kids engaged.
James
is a mom of five, by the way.
Yes.
Two that are engaged. Like, it's crazy. So we're all talking about the events and the weddings and all of this, but I'm going to get this box.
Okay.
And then I want you to show kind of like what
yeah.
this is. So this is a box of how many do you get?
You get 12.
12 mini vases. Look at these.
They're so cute.
They are so cute. And how much? About?
It's $19.99.
$20.
Yes.
Like less than a dollar.
Imagine if you have an entire, like a long table.
Yeah.
Full
just
of little
simple
bud vases.
Wildflowers in there. So they're bed vases.
You could get two packs and fill an entire
yes.
12-foot table.
And what I thought was funny is I'd never seen this, did not know about this incredible deal that is on Amazon. But about four of y'all have these.
Yes, we
and
do.
And with the wedding that we have coming up, I'm already I'm going to put these together. And we're going to just fill the table with little simple wildflower. I'm not a big flower arranger. I'm not good at that.
Right.
I can do this.
Yes, we can put some flowers in here. Another fun idea would be if you took somebody food that was sick or something, you could bring them one little bud vase with a little flower in it.
That's such a good idea. So that was one of my favorite, and I thought most unique things that somebody brought. A lot of people may have heard of these, but I gave these as Christmas presents a couple years ago. These are the wine glasses. They have a rubber on the outside to where when you grip it, it's nice. They're acrylic. But there's a gel in here. Mine's actually cold because I pulled it out of the freezer. But there's a gel in here that freezes the glass. And so if you are a white wine drinker and you pour or whatever chilled wine, that's white, right? Jamie's my wine person.
Yes.
Then this is going to keep it to the right temperature.
We had a beach-themed gift. Yes.
Were you familiar with these already?
No. Okay. I've never heard of these.
These towels are by a company called Dock and Bay. Stacy brought these, and she has a lake house, so she probably knows all the good stuff. But these are towels. I won't pull the whole thing out, but the material is really interesting. It's thicker than like a sheet or something, but apparently no sand sticks to it. And they're super absorbent. They dry really quickly. So you don't have a big stash of wet, which that's the worst.
Yes.
Wet beach towels and teenagers like everywhere. So
and
these are really
cool.
And it
folds up into such a tiny little bag.
She said that this is all they have now at the lake.
You're kidding.
Yeah. She says she has stacks of these. Everybody just grabs one. They dry as soon as you just lay them in the sun. This was fun. She also sent these, but I'll open these. I don't remember who got this gift. Y'all, I was the worst hostess ever. Everybody got these gifts. Even Cooper said it to me. He goes, "You made everybody leave you your gift."
Because we could show them.
Okay, have you seen these? Look how cute.
They're so cute.
So this
it's such a great idea.
It's a perfect idea. Somebody somewhere got mad at the beach because their towel would not stay up on their beach chair and was like, "I'm just inventing it." And they did. These are clips. They even have finger grips on them. Look at that. That you do this with, but it goes at the top of your beach chair to keep your towel on.
Those are perfect.
How cute was this?
People were fighting over that.
She did this as a little set. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine this? This is some sunscreen or something like that.
Isn't that so cute?
Perfect little gift.
It's a fun little gift.
I gave these, of course. Y'all hear me. If you're a listener to the podcast, you hear me talk about Barefaced all the time. I have loved their skin routine. They've really helped me get into a routine to be consistent with of using their products. But this is something new that they came out with. These are it's called Everyday Eye Hero Patches, and they're reusable. Most eye patches, of course, are not.
Right.
So you can use whatever your eye cream is, but what these are made of, the silicone, when you put it on top of your eye cream, it just helps it absorb. So you put them on for 20 minutes or so while you're getting ready, and then pop them off, rinse them off, and they are supposed to be able to be reusable for a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's really good.
I'm so excited because I actually got that in my gift also.
You got the gift from me.
I'm so excited to try those.
And then we'll just end with, I thought this was neat. So randomly, at the very last minute, I did a little Amazon Prime order and ordered a book that I had just read. But I loved the book so much. I'm like, okay, I don't even know if whoever gets my gift will be a reader. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to stick this in there because I just really enjoyed this book. So I put a book that is called, I don't have a copy of it because I read it on my Kindle, but it's called The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hell. If you haven't read it, highly recommend that you do. But it ended up being this really cool gift because what did it lead to?
Because now we started a book club. How fun is that?
Yeah. And I think it's so.
And guess what our first book is?
Yeah, we're going to read that as the first one. So pretty much everybody that was at the party, I think it started with somebody made a comment of if anybody ever starts a book club, I'd love to be in one. And then everybody else chimed in and was like, oh, I'd love to be in a book club. And we're like, well, why don't we just do it? So our friend Elizabeth said, I'll spearhead it. We'll kind of get something going. And I think just in general, mom talk or whatever, you get to the stage of life, empty nesters or whatever. I think that it's so important that we are very intentional, about being together, about doing things because, even our friendship and then kind of our friend group friendship, we were all friends because our kids went to school together.
And we saw each other so often because of it.
In the bleachers at the football game, in the stands at whatever. And we were drawn together because our kids went to school together. And so you knew you were going to see each other every week. And it gets so hard if you're a mom who's in the younger stages, or, you know, you might be right where we are, but you have to be really intentional about it.
You're right.
So, I got so excited. I'm like, excited. I love to read and I love to be with my friends. So let's do it.
I know.
But we're going to read that book. It's called The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hell. If you've already read it, send me a little message. Let me know what you think about it. If you're looking for something new to read, it is fiction, but it's just about relationships. And at the end of the day, after you read it, it's really kind of about a mother's love, which I think is really appropriate too. So you haven't read it yet, right?
No, I have not.
You know why you didn't? Excited. Because you got it in your gift, because you got what I brought.
I know.
And here's how sweet Jamie is. Elizabeth, she stole it, which doesn't sound very sweet.
I stole it from Elizabeth.
Who's the sweetest person ever.
Yes.
You stole it from Elizabeth, the whole gift, but you said, I will give you the book first to read.
Right.
You just give it back to me when you're done.
I know. And you know what? I actually called her and said, keep it. I've already ordered another one. She said, no, I can't believe it. I'm like, yes.
Well, she needs to keep it because she's facilitating our book club. So she might need to underline and make some
notes.
That's
right.
So what I love about anything you heard about or watched today is that these are not just like, oh, let's just highlight some items. These are things that we've truly used, loved. We're like, all of our friends need these. So, so you're our friends. So thanks for listening. This was so much fun. Jamie was the perfect person, perfect friend. I could have asked a lot of people to do this, but Jamie is my savvy shopper friend. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So this is my TJ Maxx finds. Like, anytime she
Design
has something,
on a dime.
We'll be like, how in the world did you find that is the first question. And the second question is, when you found it at Home Goods or TJ Maxx, why didn't you tell us? So,
I know.
Yeah. So how did you learn all your savvy ways of shopping? Is that from your mama?
Yeah, I think it is from my mom.
Do you remember shopping with her?
Well, I remember something so vividly. She was on a tight budget for our groceries. And I remember her writing out her list, and she only went to the grocery every 2 weeks.
Really?
So if you needed something in between and we were out, then we just had to live with
it. Too bad.
So she would write her list out, and then she would rewrite it in the order that it comes in the store.
Oh,
I do
that.
She was super organized.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. But I just remember eating like the Twinkies or something that she got on the first 2 days. And she would say, I'm sorry, you know, that's it. And I realized as I got older, what a discipline that was, because first of all, we didn't have the money to go buy more Twinkies in the middle of the grocery cycle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but she did it in such a way, and both of my parents did in such a way that we didn't really know we didn't have as much money.
I love that.
And we just thought that was just the best thing ever.
Was she a bargain shopper?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Still is.
Uh-huh, coupons, all the...
When she comes to town, she lives in Mississippi. When she comes to town, do y'all do a TJ Maxx run?
Oh, yeah. That's we do the TJ Maxx, the Nordstrom Rack. We do all the little...
All the things. Mm-hmm. Well, you're the queen of the finds. You find the best stuff.
It's my favorite thing.
Rarely do you pay full price for it.
So. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie's my most coveted. As a matter of fact, when we planned the party, immediately she's like, I don't think I can come on that night. And I was like, oh, I'm going to change the whole party. Jamie can't be there because she's going to have the best stuff.
So. Well, you know, and some people went over $40.
Yeah.
But their disclaimer was, like the OC, their disclaimer was, I bought it on buy one, get one free, so you guys are getting more for your money.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And I love that. Love that we do that, too.
I
because
do too.
You're like, okay, if you can find a bargain and get an even better item.
I know.
So, yeah. Well, it was really fun.
Oh,
so thanks
fun.
For coming over and doing
thanks
this
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I'll come back next time.
Yay! Well, that was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us. We are back to the Mama Chats next week as we celebrate our 50th episode of Got It From My Mama. Can you believe it? Don't forget to visit the website gotitfrommymamapodcast.com. Add your email to the subscriber list by March 1st to receive the shopping guide. Have a great week, everybody.